USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The United States has now surpassed 100 lives lost from COVID-19. The Trump administration and Senate Republicans are pushing ideas about what they'd like to see in the next economic stimulus package. White House officials say another COVID-19 economic stimulus bill would likely not include more direct payments to Americans, but they're working on several possible proposals to provide relief. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo repeated his calls for more federal funding to state and local governments during his news conference after meeting with the president.
The states that bore the brunt of the COVID virus, they're one-third of the national GDP.
Senate Republican leaders have made clear they will not take up the House-passed $3 trillion measure. Off-price retailer Tuesday Morning is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
Home buyers are jumping into the market, and that's driving up mortgage applications, as USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Applications for loans to buy homes rose 9% last week in America, the sixth straight week of gains, and they're up more than 50% since early April. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying total application volume rose by 2.7% last week, as refinance applications slipped 0.2%, as refis are still 176% higher than a year ago. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage edging up one basis point to 3.42%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In Minnesota, protests are continuing. People are calling for justice after the death of George Floyd. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is now calling for the officer who was holding him down with his knee to be criminally charged. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
People are stepping up to help small businesses recover after being shut down for months due to the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Nonprofits aimed at helping small business owners during the coronavirus pandemic are popping up all across the country. Take Arkansas 30-Day Fund. It was created by Sarah Huckabee Sanders and her husband Brian Sanders. Huckabee Sanders joins Fox News and explains the premise behind the fund and how it's meant to help small business owners.
This is not a government program. This is citizens from around the state coming together, raising private donations. We wrote one of the first checks to get us started, and it's all about putting money into small businesses. We give forgivable loans. We don't ask that it is repaid. And one of the big things that we've seen as we started giving out this money to these individual businesses is the hope that it brings them. Right now, so many Americans are struggling, particularly small businesses. We're giving them a little bit of an influx of money, but more than anything, we're giving them hope and letting them know that people in their community care about them and want to see them continue to operate and want to see them continue to stay in business. And that's one of the most inspiring and remarkable things, is having this relationship with these small businesses.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You can hear current newscasts or older news from days ago on our website. Log on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.